Speaking at the Ceasefire and Transitional Security Arrangements Monitoring and Verification Mechanism meeting in Juba on Friday, the head of the group, Lieutenant General Azrat Denar Ahmed, says he is concerned about the continuous delays by the government to graduate the necessary Joint Unified Soldiers. Ahmed says a Citizen VM team recently visited cantonment sites and training centers across the country and confirmed that many of the soldiers recalled to their site last month have abandoned their camps and returned to their homes after seeing no sign of graduation.
Citizen BM team have visited containment sites and training centers and observed that whereas many areas had come back in anticipation of graduation at the end of June, as earlier announced by Artegun. However, most of them have again returned to their home due to the delayed graduation, complete with poor living condition and logistic challenges in the training center.
Ahmed also raised concern over a step up intercommunal violence and new insurgencies in parts of the country.
Violence against civilians and armed clashes between the parties continue due to lack of strict control by the parties on their military personnel and armed groups under their control, influence or lack of command control. The graduation deployment of the National Unified Forces is critical for addressing the security issues in the Republic of South Sudan and will be a big step forward for the peace process.
Last month, President Salva Kiir and his former ARC rival, First Vice President Riek Machar, agreed to graduate the Unified Forces at the end of July. That did not happen. Last month, the Joint Defense Board, a body tasked with overseeing the training and graduation of the forces, said it was putting together a timetable for graduation of the forces in Bahr el-Ghazal, Upper Nile and the Equatorial region. The spokesperson of the Sudan People's Liberation Army in opposition, Colonel Lam Paul Gabriel, confirms most soldiers at cantonment sites deserted their training centers because they were angry.
Yes, it is true that Some soldiers deserted. I can only say desert, because when you desert, you don't come back. But they left to look for food, because, you know, when there is no food and other basic service in the training centers, there is nothing you can do apart from going outside to go and look for ways to survive. We cannot conclude that they really deserted, because we know that whenever we call them, they will always come back. The JDB or NPC have not yet sat down and come with a specific timetable.
Gabriel says conditions in the training camp, such as lack of food, medicines and clean water, led soldiers to abandon the training centers. Tens of thousands of forces have been assembled and trained at various cantonment sites and training centers since 2020. Dozens of the trainees are reported to have died of starvation or sickness at the sites while waiting to be graduated. When contacted for comment, Major General Lul Rai Kong, a spokesperson for the South Sudan People's Defense Force, said he was not updated on the graduation of the unified forces. The September 2018 peace agreement requires the parties to train and graduate a unified force of 83,000 personnel to take charge of security during the transitional period until 2023 when elections are held. The unification of the army has been delayed time and again. Machar's SPLM-AIO faction and members of other opposition groups participating in the unity government have charged that President Kiir and members of his group have repeatedly displayed a lack of political will and unwillingness to graduate the forces. Colonel Gabriel says South Sudan has enough money to implement security arrangements.
They always talk of lack of resources, but I know that we have resources enough to be able to graduate these forces. But what is really missing is the political will. We still doubt ourselves. We still lack trust and confidence among ourselves, much as this is at leadership level. I'm not talking about the forces in the training centers or in the cantonment sites. or in the barracks.
The government has often complained that the United Nations arms embargo has frustrated efforts to graduate the unified forces, saying there are not enough weapons for the soldiers. For VOA News, I am Deng Gai Deng in Bor.